From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. PG&E is activating its Emergency Operations Center to monitor a potentially strong and dry offshore wind event Wednesday and Thursday of this week. PG&E's operations teams continue to monitor the weather system that could impact portions of the Sierra foothills and the North Bay. Due to the forecasted extreme weather conditions and dry fuels, PG&E is considering proactively turning off power for safety and implementing a public safety power shutoff across portions of 17 Sierra foothills and North Bay counties. At this time, no PSPS has been called. PG&E will provide updates. Lake and Mendocino counties are on the potential list currently. Right now, Humboldt County is not. A 26-year-old man will be spending nearly 35 years in prison and the death of his grandmother in Hoopa. 50-year-old Cheryl Bussell, with her final words, reportedly told police that Lawrence Bailey was her killer. Lost Coast Outpost reports 3 years after the fact, Bailey admitted what he had done. Bussell was killed just hours after celebrating Thanksgiving 2016 with her family. As part of his plea deal, Bailey agreed to give up all credit for the time he has spent in Humboldt County Correctional Facility. An arrest made in the beating of a man last month in Eureka that led to his death. September 26th, 55-year-old Brett Keiling, who had just moved to the area from Indiana, was found badly beaten near the 400 block of 3rd Street. As the search for a suspect ensued, Keiling was hospitalized and died of his injuries last week. Arrested in the incident now, 22-year-old Connor Whitehead from Nashville, Tennessee, located and taken into custody. He's being held in lieu of $1 million bail. Humboldt County Coroner's Office expanding the way it investigates suicides by using a consolidated risk assessment profile in hopes of learning how to prevent future deaths. The checklist tracks real-time trends to determine who in the community is most at risk of suicide and what system changes can be made to prevent future suicides. Questions are asked about age, gender, cause of death, and it expands to an extensive list of questions about evidence of addiction, financial or job problems, and relationship stress. California Highway Patrol observing National School Bus Safety Week. They're urging drivers to do their part in helping keep kids safe by being alert when approaching school buses and bus stops. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, students are about 70 times more likely to get to school safely when taking a bus instead of traveling by car. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.